Dungeons & Daiquiris is a podcast about adults playing D&D while drinking, which means the D&D rules can turn into suggestions. Listener discretion is advised.
And here is your final boss.
This is good.
You had a cape!
I fucking
this
cannot.
This is amazing. I'm vibing right now.
I got an 18.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ooh, actually. Ew, I got a 3.
Oh my god. Okay,
I have such 19, intrinsic trust 20, over the 21. Character Richie Rich.
Ooh, I had none.
3. I don't know what my plus is, though.
I got a 3, too.
So you guys should not feel bad about eating his snack drawer.
Nope. Nope, not at all.
Or all the food in his house.
I mean, I never feel bad in the first place. That's like a snack.
Okay.
Now you can feel like extra.
25 to 20.
21.
Okay. Wait, I forget what I'm supposed to add.
21. It's dexterity mod.
Oh, then I have 22.
Laughing. Give me another potion.
When you were laughing earlier, I was like, I can't tell if that's an evil laugh or if that's just them being excited.
No,
and then it was an evil laugh.
I was trying to do like the borderline one where you couldn't quite tell.
God, I'm so excited.
Lesta, I don't know if you heard, but you two got 22.
Okay.
Hi, you're last in the initiative.
this couch is dangerous.
Oh, my God. I said comfy.
Even just sitting up.
So I'm guessing you're not a cleric level 1.
It's not.
Yeah, you're not a level 1 cleric.
Okay.
You are using level 1 fucking healing spells, and you're like level 74. I don't know what level you are.
Well, why would I ever help my enemies?
You know what?
You know what?
I'm glad you're
here. Healing from you, so ha.
Okay.
There's a reason why they make a good character.
Rich, you get to... Is there an evil name you want to have? Or do you just want me to
Dickie.
Call you
Rich?
No, there has to be a different name.
No, it's still Rushy Rich.
No,
actually,
no, it isn't.
He's actually his dad. It's Dick Richardson.
Actually, what you see is Rich wants a semi-ugly, shorter, human male, very white.
But
instead, he transforms slowly. There's this black, gurgling smoke that starts to build up and surround him, and he slowly forms into a huge wraith.
Ooh! What the fuck? Okay!
Rich, write the death! So, I will be called the Catalyst. For I am the catalyst of change in this world.
I'm still calling you Richie Rich.
I'm calling you Dick.
I'm calling you
Dick.
I'll attack
you next.
Okay. Go for it.
Catalyst, you get a surprise.
Dick, it doesn't have to be this way.
You get a surprise round.
So
damn.
I can literally do anything, right?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
You
oh, fuck.
You can do better.
Me too, Hannah.
Okay. So,
I'm in the back of the group.
Guys, I'm fucking powerful. You guys better watch the fuck
out. You
best
know that.
So, I'm going to do a...
We back here.
Let's do a multi-attack.
No.
Okay?
Is that, an area
effect?
Don't do
her... It's people within 30 feet of me.
Okay?
So, everybody...
What area
attack? It says bite attacks, and then it doesn't give me anything. Hold up, I gotta look this up.
Right.
So, I'm going to say that... This room that you're in is 50 by 50.
Okay, cool.
So you have room to spread out. The door, so if, like, if this room is like a square, the door is on the back, this side of the square, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the far side of the square from where the door is where all those computer monitors were set up. And you had, like, gathered in, like, close to, like, look at the computer monitors. And then Rich, when he had walked in, he had walked off to the right, and then it was in that... corner where there it looks like there are like it looks like there's like electrical equipment there, presumably like running the cameras, potentially running other things that maybe were happening in this house, all of that kind of stuff. That's back there, and that's where the transformation happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, this
the
is rolly chair.
I just
I
love
it
the character
oh,
shit.
So
much.
Okay,
I just assume
I'm going to multi-attack. I can do, well, I guess I'll just tell you what I can do.
Yes.
So I'm going to make a bite attack against Scooby Dooby Dooby Doo Sue.
Are you
within
5 feet of me? I assume we're all together. Can I uncare? Right.
Oh, wait, the reach is 10 feet, sorry. But how big is this room?
It's 50 by 50.
And you're in the corner
and you're
away
on
from
the
us.
Other side, so you can move. You have to move up to them.
Okay. Well, I have a pretty damn good spell.
Alright, I'm gonna say I'm wielding my right, shield, so if any ally gets hit within 5 feet of me, you get disadvantage on the attack roll.
Okay. Don't tell them that.
Okay. Well, we're all near each other.
You guys are all grouped together.
So we're all within 5 feet of our dear friend, Teddy. Who we did advantage for a minute there.
I'm gonna go for a bite attack against you, though. So, let's see here. So it is a 24 to hit.
Okay, that hits. I have an uncanny dodge.
So then
it has your attack.
It has the, you're going to use your reaction to uncanny dodge. Okay.
Okay, so I just do the full damage and then you get half of it.
It's okay, Scooby. Doobie.
I was there for
you. Ooh, I feel pretty
sad. It's because you stole their snacks.
Doobie, it's going to be alright.
So that's 19 divided by 2. And that's bludgeon 10. Damage. And then you get
way more.
16 divided by 2.
So 18 total.
Yep. That's piercing and bludgeoning, if that makes a difference.
It doesn't.
Okay. Then I'm going to do another bite attack
against Laggy.
Hi, welcome to Chili's. I'm sorry. I was trying to figure out my game plan.
You're good, you're good.
Everybody has to be
you're
focused
good.
Now.
Okay, so that is a 27 to hit.
No, that doesn't hit.
And you're getting you're rolling disadvantage.
Oh shit, you're right. I didn't do disadvantage.
That's... Did you not do disadvantage on mine?
Wait, why are they doing disadvantage?
Because you're within 5 feet of me.
You're within 5 feet of me.
Hell yeah.
So well, do you want to just take like half of that 18 yeah. since I didn't do the disadvantage?
I'm on the other side.
Well, I mean, that's a DM choice.
So, roll the disadvantage.
For me?
Yeah. 16 and a 17, yeah.
It's going to hit, take this, so you're going to take the same amount. So now just roll right. twice for me.
Yours was an 8 at disadvantage, so plus 12, so that's 20 to hit.
Okay, yeah, that hits.
Okay, so then that is 3d8.
So,
I'll just math. Like, to movement, to what are you hitting me with?
A bite.
Oh, okay, cute.
So that's
you
15.
Bit us?
It's not divided by 2 for you. So it's 15
that's
plus.
Right, motherfucker.
I'm the dog and you bite us?
12. So that's 27.
Hot diggity damn. All right. Yeah. We're gonna. Let's just like. Please. She's not even playing. She's not even doing it. Like, she's just like, I am vibing watching this. This is amazing. You said 27, right?
Yeah.
22.
Damage. And then I get a third bite attack.
Oh, dick.
Woo-hoo. And that one's gonna be against. Laughing.
Why would you hurt that?
So that's a 9 plus 12. So that's a 21 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we got.
Or it like could not.
Did you do disadvantage?
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure.
If you guys move away from
you're so valid.
29
the betrayal.
Points of damage.
I know! I was betrayed!
I know Dana's gonna get hit like twice and die. Like,
okay, so that's my.
I will heal you.
I promise.
The tarot card.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Said that Tag would be betrayed.
You did say betrayal! Holy fuck! Your tarot cards are on point today. I love it.
Alright.
Or yesterday. Really.
If you need a tarot card reading after this, you can
try
and
see if you can best me now.
You know what? You're gonna fucking die.
Doobie.
I'm
turn.
Going for a team PK.
We're starting
right now.
At the top of our initiative order with Doobie.
Woo! Doobie!
Doobie.
Let's move on.
I feel like so
fucking
it's
betrayed.
Hurt everybody or
I Doobie looked to you as a friend. Thank you.
Why did you eat my snacks?
Because I eat food as a sign of love.
So,
let's go. You tell me when I can't do something. But
what about when you peed on the toxic?
I keep talking on the carpet.
Let me think about my first.
I was the only one who didn't mess your carpet.
My cure wounds
I'm going to go 15 feet.
Okay.
I think it's so
if I move, am I? Is that an opportunity attack? Am I in the range?
Wizard stone hat healing.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Because you have what's your reach?
10 feet. Yeah, 10 feet. For
and
the
you're
bite.
right up on them. And you haven't used your reaction?
Yeah, I don't have
so.
Any.
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm going to use my bonus action to disengage.
Okay.
I'm going to go 30 feet as far as I can away. Just away.
Okay, so you're going, you want to go to, like, the far corner of the room?
Mm-hmm. Somewhere where, you know, away from everyone else. Yeah. I don't want the concentrated attack. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to use my action to hide.
Okay.
What is there to hide behind?
There's, like, computer equipment, you know, Doobie.
Yeah.
Doobie's a dog. And I use my full movement so I don't get advantage on it.
Okay.
Which is cool. It's, like, 30.
Okay.
To hide.
You're sufficiently hidden.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
All right, anything else you want to do?
Doobie doesn't, but Emily needs to use the restroom.
Wait, so Doobie moved to the, like, computers on the side?
No. So you all were grouped up around the computer, so, because you were looking at the screens and looking at the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Doobie moved to the left side of the room, because on the left and right sides of the room is, like, huge, like, computer equipment, like, what are those things called? Like servers, like Heath, like just a bunch of huge technical equipment, bunch of crap. So Doobie went to the left side of the room. The catalyst came from the right, had its transition in the right, and then moved in towards the group. Spelma, you're next.
I knew it.
So this was totally new to me.
I'm screaming. I literally had
so
it.
So I decided to do vampire touch.
I'm dead.
You're
going
to do your vampire touch?
Yeah, vampire touch.
Yes.
So that was 19 plus 10.
Yeah, that hits.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I must roll 5d6s. 5d6s.
Take your time.
Squidward! Okay, I hate myself for doing that just now. Okay, hold the fuck up. Get off. Okay. 5.
No,
this is 9. 10. 17.
Yeah.
17.
Do you have plus anything?
No.
What?
Just
17.
Die.
Hey, Jesse, if we roll bad, are you still gonna let us use your dice gem? Is that no longer a thing?
I guess technically I moved to touch them, but I didn't do like a movement thing. I was gonna.
You're close enough.
Yeah, give me a second.
Yeah, you only would have had to take like a step towards them because their reach is 10 feet. So for you to get in melee with them, you have to move that 10 feet towards them, but that's it.
Right. Okay.
So you're right in front of them.
And
right
I think I'm gonna use.
Did you get your health back with the
vein? Oh, shit. I didn't. I forgot. Thank you.
Girl.
Thank you for reminding me, because I forgot. What was
I
that?
I forget everything, so I have a tendency
to remind. It
was 17, so 17 divided by, that is 18.
I take half of it.
9 points.
9? Mm-hmm. Cool.
I just want to make sure, because I know you probably
you knew I forgot.
That plus
And I need it, yes.
You're almost at full health. Yeah.
I also like to learn what the spells do, and I want to make sure I'm getting it.
Yeah.
Look at you go.
One day.
I'm going to Misty Step as a bonus action.
Okay.
To move the fuck away.
Okay.
That's dare.
I tangled it up.
And I'm going to get...
For me.
Yeah, I'm just going to use the full...
Where are you now?
30 feet it allotted, and back up towards the area where Doobie...
Well, you don't know where I
went.
I mean,
you still.
I saw you run. I saw you run off. I didn't see where you hid, but I saw you run off. So I'm just gonna go in that general direction.
Okay.
Where Doobie went.
To the left.
Doobie thought he
take it back now, y'all.
Had changed my octopus.
What about this time?
To Grumpy. Oh my gosh! Look, it's a Grumpy octopus. I love that.
I love that.
All right, Spelma. Is there anything else you want to do?
That will be all.
Okay, Ted. It's your turn.
Alright.
Ted.
Let's not chant for me.
Remember, your attacks could be more powerful than you thought they could.
Slightly more powerful, not that much.
1d6.
Yeah.
Lay down your traps, Ted. Now's the time we have found our monster.
This is not trap lane, because the monster's right there.
You know, they don't know.
Alright. Yeah, then I'll just do... The good old angels, the 3 hits.
Alright. Now, so, cool. Spelma is standing in front of catalyst.
No, so, they misty stepped away. Also,
oh, yeah.
Yep, I misty stepped away.
What kind of damage did you do?
Four.
Plus two.
I should have just necrotic.
Damage immunity.
To necrotic.
To a lot of stuff.
Oh my god!
We're gonna die.
I'll let you keep your nine.
Thank you.
It's alright, buddy.
I should have thought of that.
What do you mean? You didn't know they're immunity?
Death rate.
Okay, maybe
me.
I think you were over on my betrayal.
You're still not over the betrayal.
I was connecting with it.
I love that so much. I'm so glad that I incorporated the characters that you love so much that they could stab you in the back and you feel so betrayed.
Oh, wow. And Emily loves the Ricky Rich character from the cartoon, so they were already.
Do you want me to look something? Oh,
I got a nat 20.
Yay!
Yay! Okay! Look at you!
And also, if I score a critical hit with a melee attack weapon, which is it, I can roll one of the weapon's damage dice one additional time and add it to every extra damage of the critical hit.
So you're gonna roll your damage, double the dice, roll one more, and add it to it.
Sick. Okay, and then I'm also holding a shield, but can I like drop a shield to use the two-handed, or if I'm using a shield, have to use it one-handed?
If you're using the shield and taking the effect of having extra AC, you have to use it one-handed. If you're gonna put the shield away and not have the plus to your AC, then you can do it two-handed.
Okay, but if they attack, can I get the shield back up? Like,
you can't use it as reaction if it's not already, like, you're not
using gotcha. It. Mm-hmm. But I, okay, then that's fine, because I think I'll just use...
Sorry.
All right, I'll just do the. I want to have the shield since you're hitting.
No, we're gonna. So what was the first roll?
Two, and then the second one was an eight.
Okay, so it's a 4 plus 8, so 12. Yeah. Right. Okay, so start with 12 points of damage.
Well, and then I have to add the d6 that I get a roll, which was a 6.
Okay.
And then 18. Wait. You critted, right? So it doubled.
We already doubled it.
Oh,
wait, so just 18 total. 18 total, yeah. So that's okay, now you can make your two other attacks.
Kill him.
So that's a 19 plus 9. Yes.
19 plus 9 to hit?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so.
I don't... Yeah, no.
You can tell us your
5. So the second one is 10 damage.
Okay. 10.
Keep us on our toes, I guess.
If you want to kill something, it doesn't end up.
That's the pain of
And what was the third hit?
11.
Does 11 hit?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But Ted does get in two really great attacks. Two big swipes. Ugh, Catalyst has taken some hits.
Battle axe.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, yucky. Whatever.
All right. Anything else you want to do, Ted?
The tier of cards warning.
Okay. So up next we have the layer action. So everybody.
A layer action.
Listen! Didn't I you think I wasn't walls. Gonna get to do something? I'm gonna jump.
If you are standing near an electrical device, you're going to take 2d4. Shocking, like electricity damage. If you're just standing away from it, but on the floor, you're only going to take 1d4.
So would I be away?
No, you went to hide next to Scooby-Doo.
I didn't hide next to Scooby-Doo. I don't know where Doobie Sue is. I just went, Doobie Sue. I just went in that general direction. So where am I?
I would say if you went just 30 feet, you would have not yet made it into the wires.
Okay.
So, but I'm probably in.
So the people
are by the doorway.
You two are by the computers, and you're also by the computer.
So 1d4 for me.
I'm gonna roll it. Don't worry.
Oh, I thought we were. Oh, my bad.
Okay.
Let's get with the fun part.
I get to do something. Okay.
You said.
So if you are by the wires, you took 7 points of damage.
Uh-huh.
If you are not by the wires, you take 4.
Okay.
That was a
I know.
Oh my god.
All right.
What was the first one?
7. Okay. Laphne, you're up next.
Okay, so I am moving out of the clump,
mm-hmm.
opposite of Spelma and Doobie, kind of on that wall to be pointed toward
Catalyst.
Rich.
Yeah. I have a question.
Let's can it hold
it's about I, what?
Okay, yes.
Is Laphne technically flanking since Ted's in front of Catalyst?
No, Laphne is moving farther away.
Gotcha. I just wanted to double check. Thank you.
No, you're good.
And so I have to, and I want to cast, do I have to say what I'm going to cast before I roll?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to try to cast Cloud Kill. If I can find
my D20. Jesse's face.
The fuck is Cloud Kill? I love the
fucking. Sounds like something a Wraith would not like.
Cloud Kill.
Yes.
I can't speak anymore.
I'm screaming and crying.
Wait, want to pop it. On the dice?
I'm a little upset because the wizard, if we were at level 9 spells, someone could use Power Word Kill. Oh, amazing.
I'm strategic in some things.
Yeah. Oh, do I not get to add anything?
I purposefully did not make this half legendary.
Can you click on it?
I'm not going. Don't do it!
I hate legendary.
I have it written down.
Nope.
So, make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, gosh.
Interesting, you don't have advantage of constitution saving throws? Yeah, I did for a second, I was going to say something, but apparently
I'm
not.
I'm also at, yeah.
19.
Okay, so roll your damage, and then, yeah, so roll your 78 and then half it. You're going to take half damage for the clap.
Yeah,
so let's paint a word picture of what you see happen. So Laphne has run to the opposite side of the room where Catalyst came from. Catalyst did their transformation and then moved away from the wall. Laphne is running around that side to be behind them, and she is casting a spell that puts a cloud of fog hanging in the air. Mm. She is centering it just in front of Catalyst so as to not poison our dear Ted. We're just getting the edge of this poisonous fog cloud touching Catalyst. Unfortunately, Catalyst kind of was like, ooh, like saw the fog coming towards him and was able to move out of the way a little bit. Yeah, yes. Thought it was Laphne's perfume, but it's still going to take some damage.
10.
10 points of poison?
Yes.
Poison damage. You take away those immunities by God, I will kill you right there myself.
We didn't get we should have thought the list about anything. Having special cool weapons, but we forgot to do that.
It's okay.
I have a regular old short bow.
Okay.
We do be alone.
Don't worry. Okay, Laggy, it's your turn.
All right, let's fucking go, baby.
Laggy's ready.
I'm
Laggy's
fucking
been
sitting
fucking
here
ready.
Okay,
for minutes.
Good. I'm excited.
So you already know what it fucking is. What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk around Mr. Mans, around Mr. Death Wraith, the Catalyst, and I'm going to flank him from behind,
yes.
Since Mr. Ted is sitting there.
Ted,
so I get advantage. Fuck you, first off. Second off, I'm going to do my normal stuff, but with a little bit of extra spice here. Hold on a second.
That's my man.
So, I'm going to roll. Natural 20. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yes, there we go.
Wow, we're about to get a lot of damage in this one. I'm so excited. The next one is a 16 plus 9.
That hits.
Okay, that hits. So, first one, I'm just going to, this is, okay. As the first one, what I'm going to do, actually, for each of these, I'm going to do this for each of these. I'm going to use my key points up right now. So, here's what we're going to do. Actually, no, I only have to do it once. I want you.
I'm so excited to kill you.
I want you to roll a constitution saving throw.
Not one.
Woo! No, but it is an 11.
11? Alrighty. That stunning strike, you are stunned until the end of my next turn. And then, so I'm going to roll my damage for the first crit, which is... What is that?
Powerful shit.
Not that much, but you know, it's still better than whatever. It's 2d8. So let me.
Oh my god! Give you help. I'm gonna give you help.
Okay, I'm not even close to being done. Give me a second. Hold on.
LOL.
Hold on.
Happy birthday.
Okay, that was a 6, and then that was. Okay, so that's 7. 12, and then this is for the other hit that I got, the 16. That's a 2. Oh, wait. Okay, plus. So, plus 4 for each one, so that's 8.
So that's 22
another
total.
10.
Yeah,
so another 10.
And then, I'm going to, you know what it is, it's going to be Flurry of Blows.
Oh, take care of the 10. Did you do the first 12?
I can spend 12
and then plus 10.
Okay, I also want to do plus 8, so then plus 10.
I'm spending another key point.
I would do it now because she's going to do her next attack.
Oh my gosh, so you're pummeling me right
I'm
now.
I'm pummeling you to death.
We're halfway out.
You missed time.
Okay, so. let me see here. Hold on.
What the fuck, Gigi?
Shut the fuck up, Dana.
Okay. I swear to God.
For using one of his joints.
Okay.
And not being a homie.
Period. So, I can take two more unarmed strikes as a bonus action. Can I walk on walls?
Only a little
walk through walls, disappear, and fly. He was much more unique than the other guy.
He had ghosts that were coming through.
He's here to fight for me and you. He's gonna catch them all, cause he's Danny Phantom. Gonna catch them all, cause he's Danny Phantom. Gonna catch them all, cause he's Danny Phantom.
Shout out to DJ D-Rex for that bop.
Hell yeah. Thank okay. Rolling again.
For writing that.
Oh, okay.
It was a night. Okay, hold on. So it was a 19, but then it slid because I tilted it and it turned. Does that count or no? Should I roll again?
Roll again.
Okay, I'm gonna roll here. Yay. That is a 19, and then does 19 hit?
No.
Okay. Ooh, that's a natural one.
No.
Okay. No. Okay. Well, that's fine. I'm still happy that I got my sexy amount of damage. And
you're stunned.
And you're stunned. And so stunned, fuck so you. You can't do shit.
Sorry, I have one turn where I can't do stuff.
No. Okay.
And you can't take reactions either.
Wait a minute! I was supposed to roll with advantage!
Okay, roll two more times.
That is a 16 plus 9?
That one hits.
Another natural fucking one. Goddamn, okay.
You won't be here. You can have my jail.
Yeah, thank you.
You need to fix that. Yeah. Okay, but you do need damage for one.
Damage for the
yes,
one.
I do. Hold on a second. Let me put this in here. 8 plus 4, which is 12. 12 okay. points of damage.
Cool.
Just drinking. All right. Healing thing I catch
a bonus. Bonus.
It's a bonus.
Laggy straight.
Okay. Through. Laggy, do you have anything else that you want to do?
I rolled another natural one. No.
Okay. That thing is cursed. Put that shit away. You want a d20? I got a lot of d20s.
No, I have another d20. So I just haven't used
don't
it.
Don't use that one.
Catalyst, normally it would be your turn, but unfortunately you have been stunned by the amazing Laggy.
The amazing Laggy. You sound so unenthusiastic. The amazing Laggy.
You sound really
sad. So, you do not have anything you can do on this turn. We're back at the top of the initiative order with Doobie.
Hell yeah,
Doobie Doobie
my boy!
Oh yeah, Doobie Doobie Sue.
Okay, I'm gonna roll to hit.
Plus, you could definitely do a sneak attack because you advantage. Yeah. Boom, boom.
Well, sneak attack doesn't give. Well, I have advantage, but. Okay. Let me see if I hit first.
12
plus.
74.
I'm proficient.
Well, roll the advantage in case you get the crit.
Oh.
Yeah.
What if you get the natural
point? A 14.
Or just better.
Better. 23.
Yes, that hits.
Cool. So, back to my 96, which is a pain in the ass to count, so we're going to use my little dice roll simulator.
Real.
It's only 26 damage.
Doobie's
kind of trying to work their way to behind Catalyst.
So, you can you know, move anywhere.
Where are they?
They're right here.
Oh, okay.
There's a fog cloud here. And
I thought they were more in the middle of the room because they moved.
They just moved over to the computers. Oh, this is the computer, sorry.
Okay. Where is Ted? I'm assuming they're facing Ted.
Yeah. They're being flanked by Ted.
So, I'm going to try to move, over,
and this is the door?
Yep. Okay, I'm going to try to move in this direction.
Okay.
Just stay on the wall, okay. But just
I think you could take your full 30 feet of movement and get to the, all the way to the end.
Yeah, let's do that, and then I'm gonna try to use my bonus action to hide.
Okay. Awesome, go ahead and hide.
13. 28.
Okay, you feel sufficiently hit.
I don't wanna do anything that'll make you guys have to roll for it and possibly hurt you.
Spellma, it's your turn.
I know you're stunned right now, but I don't want to hurt my guys.
I mean, if it happens that way, it happens that way.
All right.
It's okay. We understand that you're not trying to hurt us.
Okay, so
I'm going to be able to do cool shit.
I'm going to be casting a spell at the 8th level.
Okay.
Damn.
And the spell is going to be Sunburst.
Okay.
Sweet baby G. Okay, what the fuck do I do? Brilliant sunlight they flashes, 60 foot. I know. Okay, I don't roll. Nope. That's what I'm checking. Nope. Okay, so everybody needs to make a constitution saving throw is what happens.
Everybody in the room?
Everyone in the radius.
That's a 60
foot. 60 foot radius. So, and it's 50 by 50, so it's everybody.
Okay, so and then it doesn't matter when you...
Doesn't matter. Does okay. not matter.
Might as well cast it now.
Might as well cast it now.
All right, baby dice. I'm gonna need you to...
Okay, so everybody roll a constitution saving throw.
You're still...
I got a natural 20!
Oh, so you can...
Yes!
Laggy.
14.
I got a 15.
I don't even think... Can you even make saving throws if you're stunned?
No.
Nope.
They
no.
can't
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, it's autopilot.
Yup, you fuck!
Okay, so you would have to get an 18. Like, the 18, you gotta do better than an 18.
Yeah.
But if I have an 18, that's fine.
Yeah, if it hits.
Oh. It's meter beat.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm good.
Okay.
What'd you get, Laffney?
Wait, no, it says on a successful save, it takes half as much damage.
On a success, okay, you half as much.
Everybody's yep. taking some damage.
44.
Or 22.
So, yeah, so if you succeeded on your save, you
so
take
you took
22.
Half.
Yep.
Yeah, if
you
did
succeeded.
Not succeed.
So 18 or higher, you take half.
How are you looking, Laffney?
Bad.
I'm sorry, baby.
20 hit points left.
Oh, baby, you need to take a healing potion.
Well, yeah. Someone will give me a turn.
No.
Or somebody would give me a turn.
No.
That's really
I literally have not had one proper turn.
That's true.
That's
okay.
That's great.
Spellma, you cast a sunburst. You center a bright ball of light on Catalyst, and it explodes, and it fills the entire room, and even your buddies are like, ugh.
Not to be that person, wouldn't you get affected by it, too?
No, you're
no,
the
I'm
caster.
I'm casting.
Ah, never mind, okay. Good, that's great.
That would be shit for any spell ever. Every spell I cast, I have to take my
I'm in range, so must damage me.
Sorry, Judy, I'm not laughing at you.
No, no, you're good, you're good.
I'm laughing at you.
Okay. Spellma, is there anything else you want to do?
No.
Okay.
That'll be all.
Ted?
Yeah.
You're next.
So I can hit you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that you coughing
do
up a little blood?
Do I get anything since they're stunned?
No.
You have advantage because you're flanking
you
with Glaggy.
Oh, hell it did.
It's
you're
just
right.
Oh, there's none done.
Can you cast two? Yep.
Okay, so the first one is an 18 plus 9.
Yeah, that hits.
Nice.
It's a 27. Also, this guy, I keep jumping in. Please tell me to shut up. I'm
so
sorry. So
it's first 4 damage.
4.
Ugh, stomach's going to blow out. The second one is a 15.
No.
Yeah. God, why are you such ass rolls with advantage?
Alright, Ted, is there anything else that you want to do?
I guess I can run away. I don't think you can do anything to me. So
I'm stunned.
Yeah, you can run away.
Away.
Where you want to go?
Well,
here's your room.
The only stuff I can really do is...
It's on a Monday and I'm up close.
I have
work.
So I'm a fighter. Fighters kind of suck.
Got some spells.
I have some range stuff, so I guess I can still move.
Where would you like to move?
5
This
hours.
Is the door. You want to run towards the door?
Sure, I guess.
Okay, how do you want to use your full movement? What's your movement? 30?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, why not?
Yep, we're going to put you in the middle of the room. Okay, that's where you are, right in the middle, okay? All right. Thank you, Ted. Up next, we have a lair action.
I guess as a bonus action, I can drop from a limited well of stamina. To regain hit points equal to 1d10 plus my fighter level.
Yeah, regain some hit points. That can give you a lot.
Yes, it can, as I rolled a
10.
Awesome.
Not anymore.
But that giggle.
It's sheep.
Oh.
Sheep?
Sheep.
All right. So, up next, we have a little layer action.
Is 9 o'clock.
So, this layer action is different. This is only for those of you that are standing in the wires, which are Doobie and Laffney. Since
Oof.
You've run to the far sides of the
oh,
room.
Oh, Laffney, no!
The wires are going to come alive and wrap around your bodies and try to restrain you. So I would like you to make a strength check.
Laughney. Laughney's like, oh god.
Laughney, do me check your strength.
Mine's a 14.
Oh.
I can't uncanny dodge this, can I?
Ah, no, you cannot.
Save me from this one. I don't know.
Okay, you are restrained. I'm so sorry, Doobie. Those wires have wrapped around you and they're holding you tight.
Doobie's not damaged.
13 saying to you, Laughney, you're standing over there in the wires and they wrap around you and they are holding you tight.
That sounds peaceful.
Does it feel like a thunder jacket?
Maybe. I don't know. It's up to you. You have to ask them.
I have to ask my dog what thunder jackets feel like.
All right. Laughney, you are up next. So your movement is zero because you're restrained. So you can make a strength check to try to break from this restraint and try to get out of it.
I just said, do we know how much it would take to break?
Is that something we would know?
You can try and find out.
What if I don't want to do that?
You don't have to.
Okay.
you can't do anything.
Oh. That's my only option?
Well, yeah, so it's got you, like, it's wrapped around your arms.
I guess if I have no other options, I might as well.
But what if they, like, parcel tongue? No.
I guess if you have a spell to cast that only has, like, it's only somatic, like, or not, it's not somatic or, it's, like, only verbal, you know, then you could do it.
I was just going to do cure wounds.
Because then you just have to touch yourself, right? Yeah, you can cure wounds yourself.
Touching myself. You're like, not here.
You're like, I am.
That's wrong.
Well. Shut up. You can't even
Are
talk.
These flyers magical by chance?
I'm just trying to figure things out.
Okay. Well, I mean, they did come alive.
Okay.
So you're casting cure wounds on yourself?
I'm just doing it on.
Okay. Laggy, you're next.
Laggy.
Is Laggy's turn?
Yes.
It's Laggy's turn.
Alright, so Mr. Mans is stunned.
Mr. Mans.
I wonder, can I, it's like, the stun look. Them again?
Give me one fucking turn.
No, double stun!
Betrayal!
Double stun!
Betrayal! I was supposed to have double resistance stun. To stunning.
Double stun.
You're supposed to have okay, more time. Okay, I need to edit out later.
Okay, first I'm gonna see how this goes. I'm going to do my normal unarmed strikes. I'm still behind you, so I roll with advantage. No. I'm still flanking you, so I get bonky bonk bonks. 17 plus 9.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. That's a 19 plus 9.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. Sounded like that hurt you.
Sad right now.
Yeah, I see.
Gonna do that single tear again?
Joints, like.
It'll be like a ghostly whale.
Okay, so that's 20 points of damage.
Should I stun them again? Should I stun her again?
Do it, do it, do it. Do
Should
it.
They suffer?
Absolutely.
Maybe. Clap if you want them to suffer.
It's like,
you know what? I'm gonna do it.
It's not even the betrayal at this point. It's just that, like, their persona, their fake persona, was so insufferable.
It wasn't even fake.
I did. Dick, I just want you to know that Doobie wanted to be your friend.
I'm gonna let you know that I don't
Guys,
think no, anybody
Jesse's
else
cool.
would.
No, Jesse's great.
We love Selma you, Jesse.
Was not
we love
the witch
you,
by Richard.
You have been great. The reveal?
Absolutely. Fantastic. All I'm saying is Thelma was not bewitched by the sports car magazine guy.
That's all he had to fill the void. You gotta do a constitution saving throw.
Oh my god.
Can't they even do a saving throw last time?
Yeah, this one is, since it's restunning.
16.
Yeah.
Oh wait, plus 6. So that's 22.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You're not stunned, okay.
I can have a turn?
No.
You guys are gonna let me have
no,
a turn?
No, I got
I'm
this.
I'm wires, I really don't have much of a choice, do I?
Alright. Okay, wait. I'm not done.
I know, I was about to ask what else you had to
do. Oh, okay, I thought you were going to continue.
Liz is very nice about making sure we have our full turn.
I like that. Thank you, Liz. I'm sorry for cutting you off. That's really rude of me.
It's okay.
I'm going to go ahead do Flurry of Blows real quick.
Yay!
Of course.
I love a monk. Monks are my favorite.
Monks are fun. I've never done a monk
before. I want to play a monk.
This is bad.
There is so much. I can walk on water, guys.
Wait, pause. One second.
Eric Brooks, if you're listening to this, I know you're fist pumping because you like monks, and here are people that agree with you. Sorry I made fun of you. I love you.
A 19 doesn't love it.
I say hi to my dad every podcast.
So. Oh, so you guys actually like posts.
We will.
I rolled like ass, so
you're good.
You're good. I wasted so many key points. Yay.
It's okay, it happens. Alright. Laggy comes in with the dope monk chant. Pow 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 pow. Really knocking him out. And now it is Catalyst's turn. What you gonna do? Here is the layout, just so you know.
You're very close to Catalyst.
You probably will not want to do anything. You probably will not want to do anything to me and Laphne because we are trapped. So you can leave us alone.
So you can leave us alone!
I just want you to think about what happens if you hurt both hero doobies. He will love by all.
Yes.
Cool. Do something cool.
Okay.
I'm going to.
Like, you're gonna see Catalyst fucking pissed off. It's like, I've been taking blow after blow after blow.
Has it hurt you that much?
I'm just playing Linkin Park.
Let out a roar, and each creature. It's every one of you guys. You have to take 1d6 plus 2 thunder damage, and I'm going to need you to do a wisdom save, everyone.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get advantage on those.
You roll the damage.
Yeah, I can roll it.
Okay. We automatically get it.
Yeah, you automatically.
Okay, we automatically get 1d6, you said?
1d6
plus? So you're going to get 6 points of damage, everybody, and then you have to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, so everybody gets 6.
So I have an 18 on that. 18.
Okay.
I got a 22.
Okay.
16.
Okay. He's not working for words.
Oh no!
16. Okay. None of you guys can.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
None
of you guys.
I figured.
Wait, none of us got past it?
No, none of you guys, like, got damaged.
I walked past it.
Oh, yay! It's kind of a low DC.
What were you trying to do?
If you meet or beat a DC 15, then you become frightened for 1 minute.
Ooh.
I have heroism, so I could have unfrightened people.
Yeah, so you hear the thunderous roar from Catalyst, and at first you're like, but then you remember, this is just Richie Rich. Oh my god!
This is
I am scared of being frightened.
It's
a little dicky. Alright, Catalyst, is there anything else you want to do on this turn?
I'm going to scooch on over away from that one.
I'm 30 feet away from you.
You're away from Laggy.
I already got
away from
you.
Oh, no, I'm staying by Laggy.
Excuse you?
That's
fine.
Wait, opportunity attack? Question mark?
What's the
cloud? No, I'm not moving.
Is the cloud still doing anything?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so the fog cloud is still there. The damaging, poisonous fog cloud is still floating. I recommend you don't walk into the poisonous cloud.
But I'm Catalyst getting it. Any damage from staying in?
You're inside of
Let's
it.
Let's see. Does Catalyst take cloud damage each turn?
No.
Okay.
When you enter the cloud.
Yeah, just when you're
in. But if anybody else walks into this corner, they're gonna get So it's just in the corner. You're moving, but you're staying in melee with Laggy, right?
Yes.
Okay, Catalyst, anything else you want to do?
I don't think I can do anything else.
All right, we're back up to the top of the order with Doobie.
Okay, so quick thing. Doobie has used magical device. I basically know the workings of any magical item. I ignore all class, race, and level requirements. So what's up with these wires?
Okay, you need to make a DC 17 strength check. So DC 17 or higher. To escape from the wires.
Is there any way, I know I can't personally, is there any way to get the wires since they've been bothering us this whole time? Would I know from my, knowing all, like, all magical devices, but I know a way to stop the wires from attacking us or anything.
Make a perception check.
Okay. Perception check.
Wish it was investigation, because that's bonus heck, but you know, we can't have everything we want in this life. It's a three.
You're looking around, and you're like, I see that there's a lot of wires here.
Okay.
And that's just, there's just so many. Where could they be? Where do they start? Where do they end? Nobody knows. Lots and lots of wires.
Guess we'll die.
Really great
question. Would you like to try to break
your
restraint?
Is this a strength check?
Yes.
Actually, this one was mean to me. We're going to use a different one.
It was a 10.
You don't get to add anything to it?
Alright, that was with adding.
Oh no, okay. That's alright. You are still restrained, okay?
I didn't need to be that strong.
That's okay. It happens. Spelma, you're next.
Almost there.
Oh, you're good.
Okay. At the 7th level, I will be casting Dominate Person.
I love it. What do we need to do for Dominate Person?
You need to do a wisdom saving throw.
Look at your face.
She got the teacher face on.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
And you may roll with advantage.
Why advantage?
Because me and people friendly to me are fighting against it.
What does that mean?
If you or creatures that are friendly to you are fighting it, it has advantage on the saving throw.
Booty cheeks and a butt of milk.
I didn't need the advantage, but thank you. It's 23.
Fuck! Ah! Well, it didn't
I'll go
work.
Check it out.
Yeah. Anything happen?
Nothing happens.
Do you say anything, like when you try to dominate them?
Interesting. I was really hoping to give it the same, like...
Oh, trying to seduce Catalyst.
Latina shoulders.
Yes!
Latina shoulders.
Guess
but unfortunately, no.
Listen,
it's okay.
I just thought about.
I was not beguiled by Lil Dicky, and Dicky was not beguiled by me.
We're just not meant to be.
Are these wires considered a trap?
A trap.
No, they're considered part of the layer.
Can
alright, Spelma, anything else that you want to do?
No.
Okay, that's okay. Ted, it's your turn.
Right, I'm far away now. Yep. I have a cross thing about whatever.
Alright.
17. Oh, that's my 20.
Woohoo!
Whee!
A natural 20?
Alright, so nat 20 hits you.
Barely.
Okay. I swear. So that's FD8, so I roll it 3 times. So it's 18 total.
Alright.
Okay.
And then...
How are you feeling over there, Dicky?
How many points you got?
Like...
And then 22 for the next hit, roll hit.
Yeah, one hits.
Above or that's lower than half.
That's what I thought.
We're definitely lower than half health.
Oh, we're twinsies!
Gang, gang!
5 damage.
5 damage? Okay.
Alright, then I could technically heal someone.
Okay.
Would anyone like to be healed?
Who is looking the roughest?
Yeah. I have 35 out of 108.
I think Laphne.
Laphne.
Or
I'm
Doobie
at 40,
might call.
So.
Yeah, I feel like
right.
Laphne is looking
that, wait, a cure wounds, is that touch or from a distance?
That's a touch.
You got a smacker.
I think you should probably come over to where Mira Laphne is anyway. Just because I think it's going to be hard for us to get an 18, so we might need a help action from someone at some point.
All right.
Is cure wounds a bonus action?
Well, with being whatever the hell I am, I can choose once per long rest to do an extra action.
Okay.
So, like...
You're choosing it now?
Well, I can't reach them.
Oh, okay.
But I'll walk over to them.
Wait, that's going to cause an opportunity attack.
No, they're farther away.
Oh, they moved?
I moved
a long time
you're
ago.
You're in the middle of the room, so you're 25, you're like 25 feet away, because it's 50 by 50.
Okay.
So what's your movement? Is it less than 30?
It's 30.
Okay, you can make it.
Oh, you can go to Laphne, probably.
Okay, yeah. Do you want me to cure you first, or just get you out of the lake?
Well, you can't really get them out. Oh, unless you use the action, help action now.
Probably cure because I'm at 26.
Okay, we'll say it's not the most.
You need to hear me out on my own.
So, alright, so I will poke you. You get 1d8 plus.
I'm healed.
I was just gonna ask.
Do you four. Roll or do I roll?
Do I roll?
Yeah,
I usually let
you,
the other person roll.
It's up to you. You can roll.
You can roll, Hannah.
I get 1d8.
1d8 plus 4.
Oh, that's good.
12. I'm too scared to use the
amount
of
4. All right.
7 plus 11. 4 is 11.
Did okay. Shit.
You know what?
Okay.
I was just trying to help myself out here. I'm an entrepreneur.
All right, Ted, anything else that you want to do?
Overall.
No, I only have one bonus action. I've already done it.
All right.
I can only be used once for short rest.
Up next is the lair. Anybody standing next to the electrical items gets 2d4.
Still not me.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're next to Laphne.
And they count one for
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, since I'm kind of, since I'm still standing behind Mr. Man's.
You're not by it anymore.
Oh, baby!
So everybody except for Laggy and Spelma is taking 4 points of damage. You're getting a little buzz. Just a little electrical shock.
A little Buzz Lightyear.
Yep. Alright, Laphne, it's your turn now. You're gonna break free from your
soaring.
Yes. Yeah. What? You're gonna do it. You're gonna roll so well on your strength check. You can cast cure wounds again.
I'm still at 33. It's okay. Let's do this.
I am at 36, check. So
we're all this together.
10.
Oh, ooh. No. So sorry. You are really snuggled up in your wires.
Topple and grapple.
Anything else you want to do?
No.
Okay. Laggy, you're up.
Yeah.
So you already know what it is. Silent O. Silent
shut
O.
Up. Shut up. Stop that now. Stop that. He does not belong here.
Now watch me.
No.
Roll. Now watch me get a good roll. Are we still flanking or did he move?
So Ted has moved away.
Okay, so we're not flanking.
Yeah, it's just you and Catalyst, one-on-one.
No advantage.
Oh, shiitake mushrooms.
What was that?
I'm laughing because Gigi is pitiful.
I got a 16! That is not him.
No.
Thank you for laughing because I was fucked.
No.
I thought it was an answer.
You'll find that the laughs are very
this.
Similar.
I was going to save my key points, but nah, fuck this shit. I didn't hit nothing, so let me just biff this and then I roll again because I'm dead. Whee! I can't count.
What so?
21?
That hits.
Woo! Yeah, 19
plus 9
equals
9,
28.
So,
28.
Does
that hit?
Yes.
Okay.
The 21 hit.
I wanted to hear her say it with my ear balls.
Oh,
okay?
Shut your face.
Roll
shut your
points.
Face holes.
And are you stunning? Are you stunning them?
Stun that hoe. Stun
double
that
stun.
Hoe.
I'll stun them. I don't want them to hurt you.
Sorry. I let you play the whole thing.
Who's meant to play?
I could have had you stuffed in the basement the whole time.
What was I gonna say? Roll a DC of
Richie
Constitution save throw and see if your chicken strips.
And roll,
your
you
chicken
roll
strips?
Your damage.
Wait.
21. Oof. Well, you take 14 points of damage.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
No, wait. 15 points of damage.
Awesome. That's really good. Alright, Laggy, do you want to do anything else?
I'm running low on 2 points, guys.
That's okay.
I just healed my friend Lafty.
Can I take a 30-minute rest?
And you're gonna die. You all fully could have said that you were taking a short rest at any point.
I thought about it. I feel like my time in the kitchen should have counted as.
Laggy's up there. He's doing his best.
I was restfully eating.
Sometimes he's whiffing it a little bit, but he does get two really good hits in right to the face. His pretty, pretty rich boy face.
Bow, bow.
All right, Catalyst, you're up. Bow.
Okay, so who's close to me?
Laggy. They're also within probably about 15 feet of you.
Okay, I'm done. Leave Stubby alone.
I've been taking hit and hit and hit. Especially from a certain someone. So, like, my grudge has been building up, and as a death ray, I gotta act on my grudge.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
So, I'm gonna cast Sonic Blast. And I need you to make a constitution save.
I believe in you, Laggy.
And also, the other people who were close to me.
Ted and Laffy.
Yep, they have to take 1d6 plus 2 thunder.
Wow, Ted and Laffney are closer than me.
Mm-hmm. So that is 7 points of damage to those two.
Okay,
would you roll?
It was a 20 million.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, no.
66 thunder damage.
I know you've heard this, but you have to drop that.
I'm about to pee myself.
What? You have to get rid of it. It's my rules.
No.
Alright, 6, 12, 18, 19, 20.
24 points of damage.
Ooh, I'm not dead. Okay.
And you are deafened for one round.
Oh my god.
Deaf.
What does deafened mean?
I have no idea.
You can't hear.
I mean,
I know, but what does that do to me? Hold on.
It can't talk to you.
So surprise attacks
do the thing.
What well, it like, doesn't tell you what it is.
So dude, if it was something, if you were going to do something,
a deafened creature
on,
can't hear and automatically fails any ability check that requires hearing. Done.
Oh, okay.
Biscuit head. Drop down menu.
There you go.
Pay attention to the arrow.
I'm over in the wide way. Laggy!
What?
Alright, Catalyst, do you want to do anything else like float?
Yeah. I keep meaning to do that. I keep forgetting.
This isn't mine, Alyssa. This is our game.
Well, because she asked me earlier and I was like, no, you can do it on your next turn. And then she thought she wasn't going to get another turn. And then you didn't kill her. So
we
could have float.
Yeah, I imagined, like, this is a huge race, so that's, like, what, 20 feet tall or something? So, like, I figured that this place would be at least 30 feet tall. So, I'm gonna, like, hover and go, like, horizontal so that way I'm, like, looming over you near the ceiling.
I know! Oh, for certain. You certainly misjudge it just a little, and you dunk your head, and then you lean.
Okay.
This is all intentional.
So,
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm just staring up at you, rubbing my head.
That'll make some of my attacks
right
nicer.
On, laggy now.
Yeah,
right above. So like, floating over. I'm gonna draw a little arc, like a little rainbow.
That's so
sad. If you
like
do, if Spelma does an effect damage, that's gonna be.
It would be 30.
It would be up, so it wouldn't affect any of us.
Exactly. That's what I was just thinking.
You just fucked yourself.
All right, Doobie.
Back to
okay.
You.
I really just wanted to kill you, Gigi, before this was over.
I'm
not
going to
do
my strength check. But I have to I want to double check something.
Okay.
I do have dog claws. I don't know if these would do anything in helping me.
You're
going
to try to claw your way out?
I didn't know that would add anything.
Sure, why don't you roll your strength check with advantage?
Yes, yes. Oh, baby.
This is her action, though, to get free, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Laffy could always use a debit card or credit card.
No! No!
So, my range on this
spell
is 60 feet, but it's only
okay.
10 feet.
No worry.
It's good. Dubby's just not feeling it.
I'm sorry.
Anything else you want
to
do?
Yes, it's
a little
60
nervous.
Feet.
I'm
everyone
going
who's affected is
isn't
more than
10
feet.
Just snuggle a little in the water
and
just
try to hide.
And try to hide.
More
I'm scared now. You're still hidden.
I'm trying to hide from her,
but I
think you're
still hidden and nobody knows that you're even back there. Like, literally, you are back in the corner hiding, wrapped in wires, totally hidden. Nobody knows where you are.
Yeah. do sorry, it. So I can only do it.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Spellma.
I can give myself unhidden in my box.
Yes, but yes, yes, it's me. Yes. Why did I do that? Yuck. When you then we should preach this by 1d8 for each slot level above second.
Yes.
Okay, so we're doing shatter. We're casting shatter, and then we're casting it at the sixth level.
I love it.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were doing it at the second level. That's no, why I
sixth.
Said
higher. It's a second level spell.
Oh, baby Jesus.
But I can cast it at the sixth.
Time to die.
If I roll correctly.
Please, Jesus.
Wait, no.
It's a constitution saving
throw. Constitution saving throw. I don't roll. You roll.
You scare me sometimes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Fear. Yeah.
Cyber chase. That's what this is
for. I like that. I fucking love cyber chase.
Like, they're getting wrapped up.
What'd you get?
Wires,
seven? What'd you get?
Eight.
Fuck yeah, bitch. Okay. Here we go.
Just
creature types. Yes, I know the thing now. I got it. I bought it.
That's 78. Ooh, baby.
23 damage.
That's not a miss, but that's all right. Good job.
Laggy, you have no room to talk.
You know what?
Oh, there's still a lot.
It's getting so much harder. It's getting so
this
close.
Is excellent. This is excellent.
Little Dicky just looks like he's gonna fall out of the sky. I love the eye contact.
Jesse, please DM something.
Yeah, all right, Spelma, yay.
Can you tell I took 3 years of theater class in high school?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Spelma, is there anything else that you would like to do?
I'm good.
Flip it off.
All right. I love that.
Wait. Sorry.
Looking for the extra fingers?
I think I would go as far as to say that moment, so powerful, of just that the spell taking effect and just doing that blow to Catalyst, to, you know, little Dicky, and then Spellma just looks at...
The DM is hitting him.
Looks at him so aggressively and just flips in the bird. I say, inspiration. This party is now inspired to just do so much better.
Yes.
Alright, so you have one inspiration die to use at your discretion.
Wait, what's the inspiration die again?
It's a 1d6 added to
any roll.
Like an ability check or a attack roll.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What? It's you.
Get away from this wall, Ted.
Well, do you want me to get you out of the wall?
Do you want me to get you out of the wall?
It's okay. Just let me die. It's
fine. Oh,
that really puts the eye in teamwork.
It's fine. Ted, that's your girl stuck in the wire.
Honestly, boyfriend of the year.
Your dog is also stuck in the wire.
He can't see me.
We don't know that.
That's my dog.
I just know that.
It's Laggy's dog.
But, like, we're a team. It's Mr. It's
that's your
look. Enigma LLC breaks up. Doobie Sue is riding with Laggy and only Laggy.
Well, but I'm talking about Laffney.
I'm just saying.
Laffney, your girl.
Laffney brought up the fact that Doobie was your dog.
I can't stop you from doing whatever you want, but you should save yourself. That's
but I'm fine. I'm standing.
They can help you and then move away from the wires.
Like, okay, so if I help her, is that my entire action?
You have to use the help action.
Oh, it's on a Friday?
On Friday. You don't feel any pressure.
And you'd be like, kind of like holding your action. You know, if you're like going to help pull her out, you know,
because I can use my new.
You're giving her advantage on the strength roll.
Okay,
so you're helping her do that.
So you do have that. Are you sure you're cool?
You're fine. Go.
Okay, I'm here. I'm chilling. If you need me,
I step
can do
away from
ones.
The wires. If
yes,
I were you,
I'm gonna take a little step back, so I won't get shocked.
Okay,
or grabbed
back like towards the door back,
or so out and back. You were right back here. Yeah, so you can step out here towards.
Were they right there? They were right.
Laffney. Yeah, that's Laffney right.
Yeah, now. I do not want to be close to that little floating man.
So you're going? Are you going back towards the middle?
Yeah, but not far.
Okay,
just
so
like,
maybe like here?
And that's so the wires won't affect them.
Yeah, the wires won't affect. Okay, then I will do some more shots Shot through the heart.
Alright, don't hit lag.
You're too late.
Wait, is it ranged?
Yeah.
Okay. I was
like, crossbow. It's a crossbow.
Yeah, because she's like, you don't hit laggy, and I'm like, I'm up in the ceiling.
So the first one is 25.
That hits.
Okay, I'm just gonna roll all of them, then do all the damage. Second one is 21.
Hits.
And the last one is 16.
Does not.
Okay. Two hits. Okay, so I'm just totaling everything up, so it's 15 total, everything I did.
That was a dicky looking over there.
You breathing mad heavy, dog.
You need to take a breath, a knee.
Try a balloon breath. It's very soothing. Let's blow it up. Let's let it go.
You want a protein shake, bro?
Actually, that would be lovely. Can you just leave?
Well, I mean, I'd love to also leave, but you locked the door.
Also, money. Pay up.
We found the ghost, it's you!
I lied about the subway coupons!
What the heck?
What are they're the actually lies for Wendy's! They're
Wendy's
for
the Wendy's. 4 for 4 is now only $3.
What?
Have you ever seen Doobie and Laggy eat at a Wendy's? No, they always had those giant sandwiches!
That's true.
Yeah.
It's not for Subway, it's for Wendy's, I'm sorry.
Disgusting.
I'll die. Right. Oh my God.
Couldn't even be for like a firehouse sub.
Let's do another layer action. Where
we could not.
Oh, Doobie and Laffy, you are just in the.
It's fine.
Right. I can't believe I've gone this far.
7 points. 7 points of shocking electricity damage.
Everything's perfect.
They're just
perfect.
Getting like fried like over what? There in the corner.
I couldn't help it.
I was like,
okay.
Main character.
It's okay. You would have taken the damage too if you were home.
Sometimes you have to be trapped in the
middle. It's okay. Yeah. All right, Laffney, you're up. Do your worst.
This looks other people's shine. I will always do. what do I get if I do the strength thing, but I get the new?
You can add 1d6. Okay. Here you go.
Go Laffy. Do I also get to add my little thingy?
Yeah, you're making a strength check. Yeah.
So.
Oh no, a natural one. Oh no. You feel these wires get tighter and you're like, what the heck? How'd this happen?
Just kill me. I'm ready to go.
I will say, since you rolled a 1, you fully knew adding this would not help. Don't use it on it.
I thought I had to use it.
No, you can use it.
It's inspiration. You get to keep it.
You can be inspired.
This, like, bardic later. Inspiration, like...
Yeah, you can give inspiration, too. Just
why, like, why
you
have
inspiration
bonus
to yourself
actions.
At level 15.
Be,
yeah.
Laugh me
is a bard.
I spent this entire thing...
What'd you think she was?
I don't fucking know.
Honestly, I still don't know about
you. Honestly, it makes sense. They're in a band, canonically. Laugh me be rocking that tambourine.
Yeah.
That tambourine.
All right, Laugh me. You want to do anything else?
I think I'm all tapped out.
Okay. All right, Laggy.
Hello.
Laggy, it's your turn.
All right.
Don't kill yourself by accident.
If you have anything healing, Laggy, that'd be the time to use.
I have nothing.
This thing is floating in the air above you.
All right, hello. I'll stop hitting your fucking feet if I need to.
30 feet in the air?
Maybe.
Oh, wait, I can't do that?
No.
I don't think
you
can reach it.
I think you just should...
Booty cheese.
I guess
no, it's fine. I can do a thing. That's
fine.
Do the
thing.
You should run.
Do the thing.
I can run. I mean, I could run.
Wait a minute.
Run up the walls.
Wait. Because monks can do dope monk shit, like run up fucking walls.
You're right. No, I have a question. Hold on. I just want to make
walking
sure.
Walking on water, running
up walls.
This is
what I'm saying. This is right. You can move along vertical surfaces and across liquids on your turn without falling during the move.
Vertical surfaces or walls.
So I can run up the wall and smack the shit out of him?
Yes.
This is so
I think
so.
Gigi, I don't know if you were going to say this or if I just thought you were saying this, but did Gigi get an attack of opportunity when they floated
That's what I was about to ask. When they floated up, can I get an attack of opportunity?
Facing you.
Yeah.
I guess, but they upwards. Went 30 feet above me, which is out of my range.
Okay, take your attack of opportunity.
It's not gonna matter.
I got a 2. Okay.
Okay. It matters a little bit.
Okay, so,
I tried.
Okay, so now you've run up the wall. All of a sudden, you think good for nothing Laggy. You know, you see him running up the fucking
takes
wall.
A quick puff.
Good for nothing Laggy.
What if it was Laggy thinking he's running up the walls, but it's really all in his head?
Can't you see I'm doing cartwheels?
Might have a couple of traces of LSD in that batch. Whoops.
Just thinking.
I had everyone up still the walls.
Yeah, I mean, hey, strong shit. No.
Run up the wall.
But I run up the wall, and I'm like, okay, bitch, you thought you could get away from me, and he's going to do his normal shit.
Could you imagine? You float 30 feet into the air just to get away from somebody, and they run full speed up the wall.
You just see
Okay, I got a 17 and a 19 plus
9. Both of those plus 9?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, they both hit.
Okay, sexy.
Mm. Yes.
Alrighty, let me do my first thing.
How many points of damage?
7 plus 8.
Tell us what happens. Hold on, first, Laggy. Yeah. How do you want to do this?
Okay, so.
This is the best
Laggy.
Way for you to die. I'm so sorry.
I'm so excited.
Takes a puffy of his, you know, his ganja. And he just looks at you, and then he just slowly walks up the wall. And
oh, not even running!
He just walks up the wall staring at you, like, this is no big deal. And he just prepares his little fists, and he's like, are you ready to get sucker punched, mother boy?
I'm mother not boy. A boy.
Well, that's too...
But you are a mother.
I said mother boy. But he's like, well, that's just too bad that you're not a boy. You're a boy to me. And so he riles up, you know, the little sucker punch, the Popeye sucker punch, and says, poof, and like soup. And he does one punch, and then he does the second punch, like fucking One Punch Man Saitama, just poof.
Yes.
And knocks his ass out of the fucking air.
Wow.
And he just poof, on the ground.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Any last words?
He went ultra instinct for a second.
Like I'm a going conscious.
Well, your punch me is like
yes, I love it.
I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids!
Yeah.
Don't forget the dog!
And your little dog, too.
And your little dog, too.
And your little dog, too. I kick him. I kick to make sure he's dead.
He's unconscious.
He is unconscious. You can tie him up if you would
We're
like
not
to.
Murderers.
Yeah, the police have to come and get him.
Did he eat the jerky?
Isn't he a fucking
ghost?
What
the fuck? Why
can I check his pockets? Can I check his pockets?
He's a monster.
Can I check his pockets?
Yeah, check his pockets.
Is this for like
money?
What's in your
Are
pockets?
Are we out of the wires?
Nothing but like some shop. Flint. Yeah. Maybe my car keys to my red Ferrari.
Just ah!
We're taking those!
Yes!
Free car!
Thelma's got a Ferrari.
After
the
last
the
words.
I'll follow you guys out of here.
After the last words of Catalyst, you know, Richie Rich, little Dickie, little Richard, you know. His last words and he falls unconscious. He fully drops out of the sky. Poof, hit the ground. Yes, right. The wires do drop off of Doobie and Laugh Me. Must have had some control over them.
I'm going to run to where, like, underneath the spot where Laggy's like, Laggy!
Oh, he runs back down the wall and he's like, yeah, and he just dives into Doobie's arms.
And, you know, I would say that this was a success for Enigma LLC. You have caught the bad guy. You have unmasked the creature.
Wait, can we, like, tie
him
up and try to rip his head off?
Unmask him.
Oh, you guys want to tie him up and unmask him?
Yeah.
All
right.
Why were you doing this?
Fred, you're the one who usually takes it off. So.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Ted, you're the one who usually takes it off. So.
Do I go over?
Yes.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Who
are you?
Let's see who the villain was.
It's Rich.
Unfortunately, it was
Old
just
man
Rich.
Withers.
Why'd you do it, Rich? Richie Rich?
God.
Did you really hire a bunch of enigma solving groups before us? Did you murder them? Are there times of deaths in those journals?
One question at a time, Spellma. Jesus.
No, this is how she gets them.
Do your...
My mother died when I was young.
Review. No shit.
And my father, he wanted me to run the mansion. He wanted me to... But not have any of the money. He wanted me to be a maid. And I was like, sir, that's not going to work out. So, I had to get rid of him. So, I decided to fake hauntings all over the house and hope to scare him away. He decided to just stay in a hotel down the street, though. So, I tried to get it further by proving it's super haunted. So, I hired a bunch of people to come get rid of the hauntings and fail. And you all were the only ones who did not fail.
So Big Dickie is still alive.
Your dad's down the road.
Wait, yeah, like Big Dickie's still alive and nearby.
I'm getting your dad.
He's at a motel though. He's not comfy, so I'm like getting that.
He's at the. Oh, we just passed motel. We can just drive down and come back.
Don't call my mother.
Don't call my father.
Don't call my mom.
No, dude, don't call my daddy.
You're like 33.
And I still live with my parents. Like, their opinion matters to
your
me.
Parents.
And
it,
but you have the entire house.
You just, for now, if he comes back, he takes it right back.
But why did you have to hire us? You could have just, he's
killed
gone.
Him. I was trying to create authenticity for
and
the hunting.
And like, hire
but
us. $5
where
were
those monsters from?
We're real
they were
cheap.
All contraptions and robots and special effects.
Obviously,
you all saw my laboratory in the basement with all of my computer screens and my gadgets.
You could have, like, bought your own house.
I'm not rich. I don't have the money.
How
you're
did you
smart.
Get the computer screens and
like,
gadgets?
Yeah, like
you
no
could
shit.
Sell the gadgets.
You could sell your car.
All those years in business school and they never taught us about selling possessions.
Are you fucking kidding?
Oh my fucking goodness.
I went to Harvard for 4 years!
You know, that's what school
would be. Maybe this is on you for not using your brain.
Education is a scam.
We stay in the college dorm.
Oh my goodness. This was wonderful. I consider this a win for Enigma LLC. And now that we've unmasked the villain, very quickly, let's unmask the players that were behind these wonderful characters that we have, starting with Doobie Sue.
Doobie Doobie Sue!
Yeah, I'm Doobie Sue, aka Emily Brooks. I played as a rogue, if you didn't tell from me hiding all the time.
LOL.
Joints! This is Laggy, who is a monk and who punches really hard, and I had fun. Oh, it's Gigi, by the way. Haha. Hello.
Yo! It's Dana. I played as Spellma Spinkley, a deep gnome who moonlit as a wizard.
Love it. I'm Charlie. I played Teddy Bones. I was a fighter and an artificer and also a half-orc.
I'm Hannah. I played as Laughney Drake, who did not fight much in the last bit, but I was there the whole time. And I am an elf, and a bard, sorry.
Okay. Hi, I'm the special guest for tonight. I'm Jessie. Hey, I was Jessie. The wonderful voices of Rich Richardson, who was a level one human cleric, and then Catalyst, who was a... I don't know the level for it, but it's a high level, like 17 or 18 or something. Of a death ray.
And then I was your wonderful DM tonight, Liska, getting to sit in the DM seat.
Yes.
And I had a wonderful time, and I'm so glad that I got to DM this one shot for you.
It was
me. Go Liska! Until next time for me, Emily Brooks takes out.
Thank you so much for joining Dungeons & Daiquiris. Make sure to tune in to our main campaign where we are still adventuring over there. If you'd like to see more holiday themed one shots, please let us know. And as always, hi Dad!
Yay!